Welcome, Suzanne and Jack. Can you both hear me?
Yes, glad to be here.
Great. Okay. So as we always do on your call, the Media Roundtable on Fridays, we like to try and start off with some positive note and give some kudos to a reporter or a news organization who's done a particularly good job this week. Suzanne, could we start with you? What kind of coverage did you see this week that impressed you?
I've been following this whole Theranos case that the Wall Street Journal has been working on, and see so many parallels with what we did on Exxon with this, and it's fascinating watching this all develop. They did some really amazing investigative reporting, finding former employees to come out and talk about concerns they had about the company, and just sort of watching a company that was operating not under the radar, but sort of behind the scenes. It's just been a fascinating glimpse into that world.
And just quickly, could you say the name of the company again and tell us what it does for those who don't know?
Oh, it's called Theranos, and it's actually based in Silicon Valley. And what they say they have done is pioneered a blood test, which instead of sort of detecting diseases or looking for problems by taking several vials of blood, they should only be able to find these the signs of the pathology with just a prick of the finger, just a few drops of blood. And so that's their technology, and apparently it may not be all they have said it was.
And that's the Wall Street Journal's reporting this week, noted by Suzanne Rush. She's one of the reporters who's contributed to the Los Angeles Times investigation of ExxonMobil. She teaches at the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. And Jack Cushman of Inside Climate News, what stood out for you this week?
Well, what caught my attention actually was the stories on the cod fishery in the Gulf of Maine and the problems that they're having. We've known that cod fishery was in trouble for a long time and the fishing industry, but the articles Inside Climate News had one, but so did the New York Times. It was widely covered. It turns out that the science is showing that climate change is a big factor, and the inability of this cod fishery to recover now that controls are being put on the fishing there. I love cod, and just today I got on my bike and went down to the fish store and bought tonight's cod dinner, but it comes from Iceland, where they've got a very sustainable cod fishery going there, and I hope that our New Englanders find their way to that spot sometime.
That's Jack Cushman. He's an environmental and energy reporter with Inside Climate News. And as we always do, we'll, of course, provide links to the stories that they mentioned here at yourcallradio.org.